Welcome once again to Saturday AM Live this morning. I do hope that we have a bunch of active listeners slash participants, because today we're going to focus on one thing and one thing only. We don't have somebody lined up to share their story. Instead, I'm hoping, I really am, I'm imploring with those of you who are listening right now that are taking part live, that you will share your unique Niken solution for a creative way to use the products. Let me give you an example right up front. I'm going to just short stories, really quick, rapid fire. I was on the phone last night with Vern Berquist. He's going to share with us in the next coming weeks, because he shared an over-the-top testimony a couple weeks ago, and I won't even begin to do it justice. But we were talking late last night, and he said, "Well, Vance, these products are so amazing. This is how," and he just started sharing one after the other, different uses of utilizing the Niken product that you just wouldn't think of. And let me give you an example, okay? For a couple years now, we've had these amazing newer version of the Niken insoles, the M strides. Is what we were given a few years ago, and then we were upgraded, 3 years ago now, to the M-steps with the nodules or the bumps. That people call them a lot of different things. At any rate, the button magnets or the little magnetic pieces that are pressed in to the insole, those over time, especially if you're abusive on your insoles like I am, or you wear a type of shoe that doesn't provide as much support, like a flip-flop, for example, or a Birkenstock. They don't provide as much support as a good, solid shoe will. Well, when those insoles bend, those little button magnets, they will crack, and they'll fall out. Well, I've started replacing them, because when you click on the insole category in the Niken shopping cart, you'll see that replacement magnets are the first thing that pop up. So on that note, I take the old ones that are broken, and I simply use those in conjunction with Band-Aids and or if it's an open wound that is bleeding. I know that's gross for some of us, but if it's an open wound that's bleeding, I'll put the Band-Aid on it first with a little bit of A&D ointment or Neosporin to accelerate and, you know, get the bacteria. And then I will put one of the button magnets over the top of it, and then put a piece of the Niken duct over the top of that. So therefore, I've got several different technologies working in conjunction in my favor. And here's the coolest thing. I didn't come up with this idea myself, okay? This was passed on to me from some dear friends of ours, Ken and Joni Dorsey, in Brownsville, Oregon, due south of us a bit. And Joni, several months ago, had hip surgery. Now, I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just simply sharing their story, okay? She had hip surgery. I honestly can't remember if it was the right or the left side. And after that surgery, she did this very thing. She took the Niken duct tape with just a small strip of it. Well, actually, I think Ken's the one that did it, and took one of these little button magnets. That's what I call them. Niken calls them insole replacement magnets. And she taped it over that incision mark directly. I think it was like that day after she came, you know, home. And 2 weeks later, when they went back for the follow-up, she pulled, you know, her pants down on that side so the doc could look at the incision and everything, see how everything was healing up. And he looked at her and said, "Joni, the other hip, let's look at the hip that I worked on." And she said to him, and again, I'm paraphrasing the story, she said, "Doc, that is the hip you worked on. Remember? Look at the chart." And he went, "By golly, it is. Where's the incision?" And Ken just sat there and smiled and said, "Well, we put this on it, and, you know, and way to go." So I took that story almost a year ago when I literally harpooned my favorite right shin and put an inch and an eighth the sharp point of a tong that you use in cable rigging to lift logs. Well, my brother and I were playing around, and we were dragging the log across the ground, and it slipped off the log, and, well, I was the next item in its path, and it went right into my leg. It didn't break tear the jeans, my pants I was wearing, but I thought, you know, that kind of hurt. That may have done some damage, so I rolled my pant leg up. We, you know, suspended operations of what we were doing. And I rolled my pant leg up, and I thought, oh, that'll leave a mark. And he went, oh, and he had the look on his face was like grimacing, like he was going to, you know, vomit. And we didn't have a first aid kit in that particular, you know, truck that we were driving. So I got all wrapped up, got back to the house, and I should have gone in and gotten stitches. I know people are going to start texting me or emailing saying, Vance, what were you thinking? Anyways, later that night, after washing it out several times with hydrogen peroxide, I pulled it back together. And it wasn't until about a week later that I was on the phone with Ken, and he mentioned the story about Joni using the little button magnet and the duct. And I said repeatedly, Ken, I am not going to put tape across my hairy shin bone. I'm just not doing it. And this, again, this was an inch and an eighth long, and it pulled it about, probably 3/4 of an inch sideways. Anyways, it hit me the next day that, wait a second, I can shave all that hair off my leg, and I can stretch it together, because it still wasn't healing up the way it should. And wouldn't you know it, but every day when I went to pull the tape off and just to make sure it was okay without reopening the wound, the acceleration time was just exponentially faster than what it was before. So it was just a simple idea, and I would have never thought of putting, because years ago we always said, oh, never put magnets or never put any of Nikan's products over an open wound because it's going to accelerate the blood flow. That's, you know, and that's not making a medical claim. I'm just saying that that's what people would say. But today I would say absolutely the opposite and say, hey, you want to accelerate the healing to that area and get the body to work and function as it should, the more the merrier. I've even used, and I used it on that leg. I used it because we were introduced to the Kinko Touch about the same time I injured myself. I didn't put the thump, 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 you know, right on the leg, but I just held it over that area for 10 minutes, and when it finished its cycle and turned off, then I'd put it away, and you know, you don't do this every day when you're out and about, but as often as I could, I would give myself a treatment, as my dear friend Larry Hafner says, and then away go. I've got one more I want to read, okay, and this is something that Jean Brock sent me late last night, or yesterday. And she said, I can't jump on the call, but one of my favorite stories is using lactoferrin paste on a badly infected finger. I broke open the capsule and added a drop or two of the Pymag water to make a paste, and I smeared it on the cut, the incision, and then covered it with a Band-Aid. The coincidence happened overnight. All redness, swelling, and drainage was gone by the morning. And after thinking I'd have to break down and see a doctor to get antibiotics because it was getting worse. It was just before the Orlando convention a few years ago, and I was able to show Dr. Naidu and thank him. Dr. Naidu is the developer of that amazing product. He didn't seem surprised at all when it worked so quickly. One note of caution, she adds, okay, and this is, I wanted to make sure this is thrown in. Lactoferrin really stains. So be sure to have the wound well covered after you put it on the paste. I petted our dog afterwards. Petted our dog afterwards, and he had a yellow spot on his head for several days where it leaked out of my Band-Aid. So anyways, that was from Gene Brock from San Antonio, Texas. I'm very careful about making a claim. Use common sense. Here's the deal. I went to the doctor, our pediatrician, last night because our daughter Emily, who had just returned from Haiti a week and a half ago, had several toes that were infected and just gnarly, and we treated them like what we should. Unfortunately, I did not even think about using the lactoferrin. Now I will. I will pop open a capsule and make a paste and do it. We tried several other home remedies, and it seemed to be starting to work at first, or at least it relieved the agony that she was dealing with. But it started spreading and jumping in, 3-4 days now. So we got an antibiotic to deal with it internally, to stop the thing. Here's the reason why I did that, okay, is because she was in Haiti. I have no idea what she was exposed to down there, and was I willing to risk it? Yeah, we could have done, we can, maybe, you know, as I'm saying this, we're going to do the paste with the lactoferrin at the same time, if Emily will, you know, tolerate it, but because it is going to stain her Birkenstocks. So, who's got a story, who's got a solution, who's got a unique way of utilizing the Nikan products, and anything goes.
Can you
answer? Go ahead, Rita first, and then Molly. I got two familiar voices that I hear. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, this is not real dramatic, but I don't know who suggested this. I was on one of the calls, and I had mentioned that wintertime in New Hampshire can be weird weather, so I had put some of the conditioner from our shampoo and conditioner on my hands and then rub it across the top of my hair just a little bit to keep it from frizzing. And she said, well, I can do you one better. She said, leave the conditioner in and that will make more volume. Well, whoever it is, thank you for that, because when I do that, it turns into ringlets like Shirley Temple. And you can either leave the in or put a brush through it and the volume is just amazing. And I never, ever would have thought of that.
You could, because usually, typically, on a conditioner, when and I looked at, I like to call it what it is, the Nikan Hair Care, because it's so much more than shampoo and conditioner, because it really does focus in an organic sense, not 100% organic, however, but in an organic earth sense, taking care of the hair and the scalp. But most people rinse out conditioner. However, you know, Rita, how many, what do we call them, a salon, not a salonist, but a cosmetician, people that cut hair, what, not a barber, but a...
Cosmetologist? I don't know.
Cosmetologist, thank you, thank you. The one I'm thinking of specifically, and I've seen her, and I've seen her hair, and it's just like, oh my goodness, that is amazing looking, is Nina Marie. And she suggested that from Central California. Said, oh, yeah, leave it in. You don't have to wash it out like the directions say. Leave it in, and it does exactly what you're saying. It adds that bounce, that curl. And not all of us want to look like Shirley Temple. But, hey, not to be vain, not to quote the Taylor Swift, you know, song, You're So Vain, because I hear that playing in my mind right now. But I love getting comments from people saying, asking the question, what product do you use, Vance? The last few months I've been looking at your hair, and it really looks good. And I just laugh because I'm thinking, I am not vain. I really don't care what I look like. I just don't. But especially, you know, approaching my 22nd wedding anniversary, I don't care. I'm very content, and I've got nobody to impress. But I'll tell you, I sure do like the fact that I'm still on my original two bottles of shampoo and conditioner, the Nikan Hair Care, and Rita, exactly like what you're saying. I like the body that it, yeah, I'm running my hand through my hair right now. I feel like I, back when I was in high school, when I had a little bit of a natural curl, it just really, really is nice. And I love the fact that when I wake up in the morning, most days, I don't have to do anything to it. I don't even have to put a brush to it because I leave the conditioner in. Yeah, Rita, let me ask, sorry to interrupt you, your thought there. How often do you use the hair care per week?
A good 3 times a week anyway, depending on the weather here. And I have not finished the first bottle yet.
Either. Okay, so it doesn't take much. Now, I do know that dear friends of ours like Haley Passy, she shampoos her hair and conditions it every single day. She's in her early 20s. She bleaches it to maintain the beautiful blonde that she is. And because of that, the growth, I've seen several before and after photos, the growth of it are tremendous. So basically what the message we want to send from Rita is leave the conditioner in if you want a little bit more bounce. I don't know how that would work down in the humid areas like San Antonio, so we'll wait and see, because we haven't had the opportunity to use it down in Texas yet. Well, I did, but that was only for a short stint.
We've had, this is our fourth day of 90, and it was 90 this morning at I think 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., and humid, and it doesn't seem to affect it much. The volume is amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you. A simple suggestion that some people think, well, yeah, duh, you always leave conditioner in if you want a little bit more of it, but Neekins is a bit different because of what's in the product. And when you take what God put in the earth, you know, as far as magnets, and grind them up and put them in shampoo, and it makes it look like clay or paste. I think of the clay, the gray stuff that we played with in elementary school. This looks like a liquid version of that, and it's not got all the foof, you know, the foo-foo stuff in it that's normally in shampoos and conditioners, not the exotic, you know, tropical aromas. It's not in there. It's just something to cleanse the hair. So, sorry to get you know, sidetracked on just hair care, but it is a wonderful solution. So thank you, Rita. Molly, are you still on the line that you can jump in here?
Yeah.
I have a...
Go ahead, Molly, and then we'll go to the next one.
All right. Mine is just a single example. I initially use the duct tape for on top of my Band-Aid for any kind of cut. And then I graduated to be thinking I have a late vein problem. My vascular in the vein is horrible. I have to use strong pressure stockings, like 30 milligrams. And if I don't, then at the end of the day, or halfway a day, my legs are flaming up. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're reddish, and then black and blue, or that. So one day I thought my pressure stocking is not dry yet, so I didn't buy that many pressure stockings. I just got two, because they are expensive. Anyway, I tried duct tape, and it was marvelous. Even though when I don't have the highest pressure stockings, I didn't get any bluish or reddish appearance, which is very ugly and scary. And then, of course, later on, I start to suggest to other people and the customers, and they buy more, and I like myself.
Yeah, I have to be careful with my words here, because I don't want to be offensive, because some of us heard exactly what you said, Molly, but there's this concept of lost in translation because of your... the ethnicity of being, you know, first generation Chinese, that some people think, okay, did she say what I think she said? Yes. Instead of for, there's so, and I'm seeing more and more of these as I'm out and about, especially in the warmer months when people are exposing their legs, they're wearing shorts or shorter skirts, that kind of thing, and we're not wearing long pants. The pressure stockings that people for a variety of different conditions are wearing, and dark, ugly veins, or as some people call them, very close veins, okay? And again, I want to be careful and say we're not making a medical claim. Just because Molly has had this experience, that means everybody. The key difference between Molly and somebody who's just being introduced to Neekin is that Molly's using the whole entire wellness home concept, sleep, water, air, nutrients, and using a daytime energy product. Daytime, nighttime, 24/7 energy product, the duct, the tape. Now, in our tape, I was at Walgreens the other day. You can see it, find it at CVS, Rite Aid, any pharmacy, or Walmart, any sports store. The kinetic tape that those stores sell, almost the exact same price of what Neekin sells it for a customer, which is full retail, almost the same exact price, but the difference is, Neekin is made out of a cotton fiber, so it's not hyperallergenic. We've not had anybody ever get a reaction to it, okay, because there's nothing in it that's toxic or chemical-based at all. Just a cotton fiber with two of Neekin's technologies interwoven right on in. And for any type of area of the body, especially bruises. Now, here, men, I'm going to give you a stern warning. If you do not shave that area of your body, okay? Women typically don't have much hair. But ladies, if you're participating in No Shave November, I learned about that from our oldest daughter, who every November, she's, Daddy, I'm not shaving. No Shave November. I'm like, okay, how do we come up with these things? You know, like July is National Ice Cream Month. But my point is,
hairs on the legs or arms.
Yeah. Sometimes you have a little fur there. You want to shave that off before you apply the tape, because if you decide after a couple of days to remove it, because it'll last. I had a piece last almost 3-4 weeks on my knee. I was shocked. You round the corners. Make sure you round those corners. It'll get it to stay on longer. And what Molly is sharing is putting it, Molly, you put it vertically on your legs, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Vertically, so I use a lot.
So you use a lot of tape, but it's, as opposed to investing in pressure bandages and stockings and having to wash them every night and then hang them up because you don't want to put them in the dryer, you use a short piece of the duct and you stretch it, not too tight, but a little bit of a stretch there, and watch what happens. It is such a fun way that's completely earthy, okay? What I mean by that is it's organic. This is just earth technologies used on the body. And see, again, I used it on an open wound, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I think Mom, it was a couple weeks ago, almost to a point of getting on a soapbox, said, throw away all your Band-Aids, and instead, so in our box of Band-Aids, right in there, we have a roll of the Neken duct. I need to get a roll with all of our little, you know, around the house where we have, usually it's in the laundry room where we have our main little first aid kit, but I have the little button magnets, and then I have the duct. And I will cut a strip. Again, it's best if it's bleeding, go ahead and get it cleaned out with some hydrogen peroxide, get some A&D ointment or some Neosporin in there, excuse me, to slow down or eliminate any infections, and then put the magnet and the duct over it. So what Molly's talking about is getting rid of those things that we, because we're a little bit sane, we don't want people to see. And as Molly mentioned, they're just uncomfortable. So,
yeah. Well, it is not that uncomfortable. It is that it will develop. Pretty soon you have to do amputation.
That would be bad. On the good bad scale, Molly, I'm thinking amputating a leg would be bad, right?
Yeah, because no circulation. Anywhere no circulation, what do? You have to cut off that part, so then the rest of the body won't be amputated or die.
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm laughing, because I know people who have been that stubborn.
Yes.
They've been that stubborn, and they've said, well, how much is that product, referring to like the insoles or, you know, you name it. Oh, well, do you think my insurance will pay for that? Well, I doubt it.
I haven't thought of it. Six row with one free, so that means seven row, you get $90.
Yeah, so less than $100, including shipping and sales tax, or thereabouts. But an amputation with even like a $10 or $20 copay, your insurance will pay for that.
And then the rest of your life, what happened?
Oh, you mean the foot or the leg, it doesn't come back? Oh, I see. Yeah, and I'm being facetious. I'm sorry, people. You know, and if you've lost a toe or an ankle or a leg because of something like that, why don't you try something like this first, okay? This is, again, just a home remedy solution that Molly's sharing. So, hey, Molly, thank you. Let's move on to another. Go ahead.
I have a story that's very remarkable using the MagFlex.
Okay, I should recognize the voice, but I don't, so please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Mariasa Clulo.
Okay, and Molly, where's home for you?
It's Mariasa, and my husband is Ted, and we live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, go ahead, Molly. Thank you.
I have an issue with breathing. I won't name it. I'll just say that sometimes I just can't breathe very well at all. And I have a machine that I use that has medicine that goes in it that is very uncomfortable to use at night because the side effect is it makes you very jittery. And I had had a couple of days of challenge with my breathing. And I had to use this machine, and it was night, and it ripped my night sleep. And so the next night, before taking out this machine and using it, I took the Magflex, and I put it on my chest. Now, it takes 10 to 15 minutes to take a full breathing treatment with the machine, but in 2 to 3 minutes with the Magflex on my chest, all my wheezing had stopped. I was wheezing extremely badly, and on both nights, I was thinking of going to the emergency room. So I'm not saying not to be wise when you're having issues like this, but I had my machine right next to me, and I could use it if the Magflex didn't work. But in 2 to 3 minutes, the Magflex did what the machine with the medication did, except no side effects, except I was breathing perfectly.
Okay, now, Molly, you have just opened up a floodgate of questions that are going through my mind because people, there's a lot of folks that are spending $500 to $800 because some of the machines are covered through insurance, some of them aren't, but a lot of times people will say, oh, that's a CPAP machine or that's a something machine.
No.
Yeah.
It's a machine that people use when they have a condition. It's called asthma. I shouldn't be using a name of a disease.
That's the name of the condition. That's not. You didn't say at all that that's what you're. You know, you've been delivered from. You've been healed from. Because you didn't say that.
Right. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying sometimes we use I use the Magflex on my stomach when I'm having any kind of digestion issues. I try the magnets before I try anything else. I'm not saying to use it instead of anything, but like you said, these products, there are unusual uses for them. We have to use wisdom with our body, and we're not making any claims. I'm just saying, after I used this Magflex, I didn't have to use medication. That doesn't mean that it healed me. That didn't mean it healed me. But I'm so excited about this particular thing that it did that I've sent a lot of information into my allergist who is like, wow. And I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have to use this medicine ever again? Every time I have an issue with breathing, I just try the Magflex once. If it works, great. If it doesn't, great. So far, every time I've tried it, it works.
And how long, can I ask this, Molly, how long have you either been diagnosed or you've been dealing with a breathing issue like this?
Oh, years.
Years, okay.
It doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while I get this challenge, and I just take out my Magflex first and try it, just put it down my shirt, and there we go. I wear the Magflex when I go to the gym, and I'm sure if I should have a breathing issue, because, sometimes you get an allergic reaction.
Sure.
To something, somebody's wearing perfume or something. The first thing I do is grab that Magflex before I grab a rescue inhaler. I'm not saying it does the same thing. I'm just saying. I always try my Nikon technologies before I try something else.
Well, Molly, what I hear you saying is when you use the word just saying, it's a very pop cultural term to relate to folks, say, hey, this is simply my story. I'm just using a little common sense here that this is what I've been doing. In addition to sometimes, and we all have to you know, take it for a grain of salt. Just because you're having this experience, that when somebody else is having a severe brain, you know, breathing issue, that doesn't mean it's going to work as fast for them. I mean, there's
right.
lots of different things going on. And one of the biggest things that I would add to your story, do you use the Pimag water with the waterfall?
Oh, yeah. We have a new Ken home.
Okay. Okay.
So. As a matter of fact, we don't have the, we have just bought, and I can't wait to get it, we have just ordered a shower massage.
Okay.
The shower head.
Sure. Now, no, we just...
Well, I had one, and now I'm getting a handheld one.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say, we have had the wall mount now for, oh my goodness, 6 years. Addie, our youngest is 7. And it finally, it broke because I move it around. I use it to rinse down, make sure all the walls and the glass are clear. We've never had to scour or scrub our clear glass because of the shower, because there's no chlorine. And I don't change it as often, sorry to admit this, I don't change the filter as often as we should. But because I move it around all the time, I cracked the threads. And it was my fault. And the first voice you heard besides mine on the call, Rita, she said, Vance, come on. She actually, I don't know if rebuked me the other day. That's too strong of a word. But she chastised me and said, Vance, just replace the shower head. And I did. I ordered one. We put it in the other day, and oh my goodness, it's wonderful not having water spray 3 different directions. It's only supposed to spray 1 direction, and I'm going to be a little bit more...
Is that the handheld one?
No, this is not the handheld one. This is just the wall mount, but I grab the head, and I will move it around so I can, you know, spray the wall, and then the tile wall, and then the clear glass on the one. We have a Roman... style shower. It's very...
So why didn't you get the handheld one?
That's, you know, Molly, I'm thinking I really made a silly mistake. I should have got the handheld one. And I probably...
Well, then you could have sprayed everywhere and not...
I definitely could have sprayed everywhere. But what my point is this, that when you start using any and all of the Neken solutions in your home, especially when you use them synergistically, the results that our bodies will experience will be accelerated because the body, it changes the environment. And Molly, you know, one of the things that you may suggest, and this comes from Barb Satterwhite, who's listening in right now, and it just texted this to me, you might try, and this is what I've done it many, many times, I use the MagFlex, and I have a little key ring put through it, but if you want to go a little bit more non-obnoxious, take a power chip, which has a little ring built into the exterior band, and put a little ring through it, or a short piece of wire, or whatever, and hang that off of any one of the Neken necklaces. The power band necklace is the most user-friendly for that, because it's the thickest. And then hang that power chip off of it, and it'll lay right there on your chest, and you can wear it 24/7. And you,
I might try that. I already wear a necklace, 2 bracelets. I wear a silver. I can't remember the name of the bracelet. A silver bracelet and a power band on each wrist. I wear a large power band on each ankle. I also have some issues with uncomfortableness in my body.
Yeah.
I won't say what it is, but we sleep on a magnetic mattress pad with magnetic pillows. We are very magnetic people.
Yeah, obviously it sounds like. And Molly, can I ask, just for the record, because I'm curious, you don't sound like a teenager. What year were you born?
I'm a teenager in my heart.
Yeah, teenager in spirit. But what's your birth year, Molly?
I'm 70.
Okay. I was going to peg you, you know, in your 60s, but 70. And the reason I ask that is because a lot of times what we often forget is that as we age, our body, especially today, I was shocked as I sat in the doctor's office last night, how often every doctor or pediatrician or assistant, when they walk into a room, when they walk out of the room, it's like we got to use the hand sanitizer, and we're constantly exposed to more chemicals and more things in the environment than we ever were before. Our food, our nutrients we're taking in, and that derails, that prohibits our body working and functioning the way it should. So oftentimes, as we age, our bodies are going to require more something catastrophic the other direction to get us back on track. So
I also use magnetic insoles. I've been using those for about 15 years. I finally had to replace them, and that's when we rejoined NuTen. And the insoles of today, the M-Strides, are like just light years from the one I had, MagStrides, light years away in the technology.
And I would echo that, and what I'm about to share with those of you listening, I do not recommend this, but as a boy, I always looked up, we always look up to our parents, if they're good parents and they're meaning well, but I always looked up to my father and saw what he did when he'd walk. He had his own sheet metal business for 30 plus years. And took it over from our grandfather started in 1950. Let's just say it was a long time ago, 50 plus years. And I always envied him that he could walk down, especially on a new construction house, he could walk the ridge line, okay, up at the peak of the roof. He could walk it. And I always thought, man, that is amazing. I mean, look at my dad. He's like invincible. I mean, Clark Kent, you know, Bruce Wayne, you got nothing on Denny Rogers, because look at him go. But it had to do with balance. Now, over the years, he kind of lost that. I won't say that he still can't do it, but I don't think he will. But the past few days, my brother and I have had the opportunity to work on a house, and we're completely, I mean, oh my goodness, it seems like the never-ending house that just keeps on giving. Anyways, we're completely covering the entire roof and part of the chimney flue, and we're going to put gutters on it when we're all done, all in metal, in sheet metal, so it's a forever roof, okay? It's fireproof and, you know, all these other great features. But we haven't got the ridge cap on yet. So the ridge cap is nothing more, the ridge right now is nothing more than a 2x12 on end, okay? So that's an inch and a half wide, for those of you who don't know anything about lumber, inch and a half wide. And I'm the roof guy. I'm the guy up on the top. My brother works from the underside. I work on the top. And how many times yesterday did I have to go because the ladder was down at the other end, or I'm at this end, you know, back and forth, back and forth. But the whole ridge line is 53 feet long. And with the new insoles, I will not get on a roof. I will not go into my day without the M-Strides or the M-Steps. I like the steps for certain applications, but for on a roof like this, I need everything to be flat and smooth. The M-Strides have been my go-to, and I can walk. And I'm not saying to do this, okay? I would not endorse or recommend to do this. But I can walk that inch and a half wide, 2x12 on end, and the house is 11-12 pitch. That means 12-12 would be 45-degree angle. So it's almost a 45-degree angle on either side of me, 23-foot-long panels, and then the edge of the roof, and then 8-foot drop to the ground. Okay, so I'm not saying to do this or even try this. But as I approach my 49th birthday, I can honestly say that I have better balance with those in my tennis shoes to be able to walk that entire ridge line with tools in my hand and a nail apron, a belt on, and the sun beating down on me. Like, it was funny watching my nephew look up and saying, "Uncle Vance, are you trying to audition for the upcoming circus or something as a tightrope walker or something?" I said, "No, I just need to get to the other side, and this is so much faster than, you know, scooting across my rear end." So again, it's solution, everyday solutions, and you just put them in your shoes. And so, Molly, what I want to, you know, not only edify you in what you're doing, but just remind folks that, you know, these are things that when we bring them into our home, we're going to get results. When we have an open mind and say, you know, I wonder if that would help me do this. But again, it's not just one solution. When we use a combination of them all, they're going to have a synergistic effect. It's just like when you discover that, hey, maybe I shouldn't eat as much red meat as I was always eating, and maybe go a little more lean or go more plant-based, that the cardiovascular function of the body, the heart, will work better. I'm not saying you have to go off all meat if you don't want to do that. I'm just simply saying and suggesting when you steer clear, or sweets, sugar, when you, the body was not designed to process sugar all day long. Okay, I drank some cold coffee yesterday. 50% of the sugar intake for the day was in that one container. And it wasn't an oversized container. Actually, I split it with my brother because I couldn't consume that much coffee if I tried. But my point is this, is that we need to remember the body will work and function better when we put it in the environment and put the right things inside of us. Sleep, water, air, nutrients.
Ben, this is, you know, Molly. I have to add something to the other Molly, what she said about the Netflix. When I was nursing, and I never forget when somebody, another nurse, was saying that she said the other day when the child came in, it couldn't breathe, and I just slapped my back flex or back something the other day, the other years, it was the old one. And now he stopped breathing so tight, and he, breathed normally. And the doctors standing on the side was saying, "You saved his life." That was an amazing life.
That's a pretty strong statement from a medical provider to say exactly what you just shared, that using what we used to call the Kinkoflex, now it's the MagFlex, and it's cheaper, it's half the price of what it used to be, and it works so much better. But to have it available, it's kind of like it needs to be readily available. I know where several of them are in our house. Yes, we have more than one because
had one in her back, so she just pulled it out.
Yeah, and we used to call it a back flex because we used it as the go-to back solution. And what the beautiful thing is, when you put it on your chest, or for ladies, when you have that special time of month, to put it on your diaphragm. I use it on a regular basis, and if I don't have it, I will literally, even driving, I wouldn't suggest this because it's probably not the safest thing you can do when you're driving, but kicking off a shoe, if I don't have a MagFlex with me, and grabbing one of the insoles if I get the hiccups, or if Addie gets the hiccups. She gets so wound up as a child sometimes and gets laughing and giggling, she'll give herself the hiccups. And taking an insole or the MagFlex or even a power chip, if you can get it strategically right in that area, and putting it over the area of the belly, and wouldn't you know it, within a few seconds, the hiccups stop. Now, hiccups are not a bad thing. It's not an uncomfortable thing, but it is kind of embarrassing at times, especially if you're in a movie or at church or at a kid's recital when it's quieter. But having a MagFlex or an insole that you can grab is a great little solution. So on that note, hey, I want to thank Rita and Molly and Barb via text and Jean Brock via email. For sharing a few interesting ways to use the products. There are so many more. We didn't even touch on the many uses of water, the Nikan Pimag water, with either the sports bottle or putting the water into a spritzer. If you're traveling and you can't take your Nikan showerhead with you, to put it in a spray bottle, and spritzing that over you after you get out of the shower to get all that chlorine and all that other junk off you. It's kind of chilly, especially certain times of year. Or doing the same thing. We do this after I wash our fruits and vegetables, after I've cut them up, then and get all the main debris and dirt off of them or whatever else is on them, I will spritz them. I'll just take a full big glass, my big mug that I drink out of, make sure it's clean, obviously, but fill it up with the waterfall and then pour that over all of the fruits and vegetables that I've just chopped up. They last so much longer in the refrigerator that way, and it just, you can take flexible, wimpy celery that literally you can whip it like a wet spaghetti noodle, and you put the Nikan water on it, and within a few minutes back in the refrigerator, it's crisp and firm, and it's like it was when you just picked it out of the garden, if you picked it up from the grocery store or wherever, you know, the farmer's market. So there are so many uses out there. We'll have to do another call, and maybe we can just focus on one topic like water or sleep and different ways to utilize the sleep system for, you know, different things. But thank you, those of you who are able to share. I do want to remind everybody that this little chat has been recorded, and it is available at www.saturdayamlive.com, and that's where Steve Crowfoot has beautifully engineered the blog spot, and go to it. And you can click on it. Right near the top, you'll see the latest recording. You'll see the last few weeks, actually several months worth. They're all there. They're in chronological order. The newest, the most recent, is at the top. And you can click on that right near the top. I think it's in red, if I remember correctly. And you can, as it's playing, then you can copy and paste and send that to a friend if you want to. But I do encourage everybody to utilize information like this, stories, and come up with fun and creative ways yourself. Because that's when it really gets to be exciting to see what truly we have in our hands with these products and solutions, because they're life-changing. So I hear somebody else on the line. Is there one other person that wants to chime in here?
This is Mary Lou, and I wanted
to... Go ahead, Mary Lou.
I needed to ask the first part when you, but you had somebody waiting. What about on the shampoo and the conditioner? I've had such a hard time with my hair being too oily. My hair grows, but it just seems to be getting thinner and thinner. Is there any suggestion on that? What am I doing wrong?
Let me ask you again. I'm not a cosmetologist, but for the sake of time, Mary Lou, how often do you use the hair care?
Well, I've varied it. I'm trying, like you said, I keep experimenting. I'll use it every other day, but for a while, I've always done my hair every day with shampooing it, and then I've kind of slowed down and thinking, well, you're losing too much hair. So it varies. I may go 2 days, and then I may not, and then I might do it every day for 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Mary Lou, I am texting you right now, Nina Marie's phone number, okay?
Okay.
And I would recommend just directly calling her, because she has
all
been
right.
Cutting hair for over 40 years. She doesn't look like she could be cutting, you know, when she first told me that, I said, Nina Marie, did you start cutting hair when you were 5? For goodness sakes. Because she doesn't look like she could be that age. But I would highly suggest, her number is on its way into your cell phone. Call her and just tell her your situation and ask her, because she's
right.
The expert on that, and she would be able to help you out. I know on YouTube, because I've watched them, I didn't catch them live, but I do know there are several broadcasts that Nina was part of and sharing, you know, just some great tips to use and some amazing stories of hair growth. I won't say that it has reduced or eliminated the little bit of gray, the salt and pepper, the distinguished look of wisdom, as some people call it, as it talks about in the book of Proverbs. For me, it hasn't eliminated that. But I will say again, as Rita pointed out, I love the body, and I catch myself running my fingers through my hair on a regular basis going, you know, maybe I shouldn't do that. But it feels great. And I shampoo mine usually 2 or 3 times a week, and then leave the conditioner in.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, Mary Lou, I would recommend giving her a ring and you know, going from there. So
okay.
And again, thank you everybody who's now wanting to chime in, but we got to stop, okay? Because this could go on and on and on and on. Here's another quick suggestion: the eye mask can be used for a toothache. I used it for swollen. Salvatore glands, stop discomfort, allows easier swallowing. Thank you, Carol Cosby just sent in. And I will echo that, because 3 weeks ago, I had a tooth extraction. I accidentally chipped it, and there wasn't enough left to build it back up to put a crown on it. So as Rita keeps saying that I'm cheating, that if I'm going to get down to my high school weight, which I did achieve, by the way, a few days ago, and I confirmed it on the scale last night at the pediatrician's office. Our scale is right on. But she said, I'm cheating if I'm going to be giving away teeth and having teeth pulled out to drop weight. That's not fair. That's not a smart way to do it. My point is this, that it hurts. As soon as whatever drug they use to numb up that area, I felt it. And so I used the Kinko Touch, you know, not thumping on my cheek, but I taped using the duct, and again, three of those small little button magnets, I put those diagonal right across my upper jaw, not my jaw, but the gum on the outside. Obviously, you can't tape it inside your mouth, but I made sure I shaved that morning, and I taped it right across, and so every night, I actually wore it during the day one day, but in the warm summer heat, it got a bit uncomfortable, but at night, every night, I would put it back on, and just, I went through a few pieces of duct tape. It's not a big deal. And but using two or three usually of the little button magnets, and it's amazing. The first night, the swelling deteriorated so much, or not deteriorated, but it was reduced so much faster than what the dentist said it would be. And within, oh my goodness, it was 5-6 days. It wasn't a full week, but 5-6 days, it didn't hurt at all. And the openness of the wound, the gum and everything, it's totally, I haven't had a chance to get see the dentist to, you know, do the follow-up checkup to make sure everything, but there's no infection, there's no nothing. I did not fill the prescription for the antibiotic or the painkiller. I think he gave me a prescription for Vicodin. I just don't do those anymore. And I upped my lactoferrin. And again, a quick suggestion on any of the Nikki Nutritionals, if you want to get a bigger bang for your buck, open up the capsule version of any of the capsule version, dump it under your tongue. It bypasses the digestive glands and absorbs directly into the bloodstream through the saliva ducts. And it's a much more effective way to get it into your body faster. And that's what I did with the lactoferrin. I guess just did once a day. Yeah, once a day. I did it that night when I got home from working, and dumped the lactoferrin under my tongue, and then again the next morning, and just kept doing it repeatedly every single day for a week. And then I kind of went every other day. I'm trying to remember my routine or my regimen. But the bottom line is that all of Nikan's Nutritionals are geared for a 150-pound person. So if you're right at that age, then if you're using them for maintenance, follow the directions on the canister, on the package, and then if you want to accelerate that, double the dosage, or pop open the capsule and dump it under your tongue. You can do the same thing with the 10-4, the energy tea. Dump it under your tongue. Yes, go ahead.
This is Alberta. I'm a beautician, too, also, and I didn't hear all of her comments, but I also have experimented with the hair when I had not taken it and started taking the Nutrition for the Women. I don't know if the men would do the same thing, but my hair started getting dark again. And it's just gray. It's not going to take away all the gray, but it's just going to balance it out to where it's not as gray.
Okay, and how long did it take for you to start seeing that it started to balance that out?
Just a few weeks or days.
Okay, that's great. I can't divulge the person.
I don't take double dosages. I'm very small, and I can't take a lot of dosages of stuff. I don't take it like everybody else doses up on it, or they tell you to even take it. So
definitely, it was the lactoferrin that is, you know, and the hair care at the same time. I want to, and I know we have to stop because we've gone long here. But
that's your volume, the hair. Yeah, I know.
It definitely improves the volume. There was another thought that just popped into my head, another solution, but we'll have to save it for a future call. So, anyways, thank you, everybody.
Right.
All of you ladies, I don't know where the men were today, but thank you, all of you ladies, for contributing both via email and text and live. I really, really appreciate that. Hopefully this will be beneficial. Again, do share the link. Steve will have the recording posted here in a bit, sometime today usually, And all of the recent calls, usually they're much shorter than this one is, especially the interviews. But if you've missed them, I went back last night, actually, and I was finishing up doing it this morning, and I pulled several interviews specifically on the subject of MS and autoimmune disorders that we recorded a few years ago. And as I was listening to them, I started this last night, as I was listening to them, I thought, oh my goodness. But the key, again, is it's really not a Johnny One product solution or Johnny One product way to achieving wellness. You have to, especially when we've spent decades altering or even damaging our bodies because of different things we've been exposed to or just going through life. Maybe we didn't do anything intentionally. But oftentimes it takes more than just one solution. So remember that, especially with sharing with other people, it may take more than one, okay? You may need to, especially when it comes to water. We as human beings today, I almost said we as Americans, but there's North Americans, there's Europeans listening to this right now. We as human beings do not consume the amount of water we need. And when it's not bioavailable water, like the Pimag water, it's really not doing much for our bodies. And we can put gallons upon gallons in. And if it's not bioavailable, as my friend Kim Dunn, who's a nutritional microscopist, says, it's got to be bioavailable so it absorbs into the cellular structure. And when we put that into our bodies, out of the sports bottle, out of the waterfall, and bathing, showering under it, out of the shower head, the Nikan shower head, it makes all the difference in the world. So, anyways, thank you, everybody. We're out of time, and I do hope you'll utilize this and take advantage of what Nikan's given us, and please do yourself and your friends a favor and share it with them, because you never know. You never know what life you may be able to change. So have a great weekend, everybody, and I do hope you'll join us next Saturday morning for another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. Talk to you soon.